behalf of Lineberg Information Services, welcome to Prohibited Transactions and Unrelated Business Taxable Income Within IRAs. I'm Bob Keebler, and I'll be your host. The CPA lawyer and financial planner needs to have a very good knowledge, a working triage-type knowledge of both prohibited transactions and unrelated business taxable income. In the world of IRAs and qualified plans, a prohibited transaction is any direct or indirect sale or exchange or leasing of any property between a qualified plan or an IRA and a disqualified person. For example, if I had a building in, if the building that we ran our accounting practice from was in my IRA and it was being leased to the accounting firm, absent a prohibited transaction exemption from the government, that would be a PT, or a prohibited transaction. And what happens is, in a qualified plan, you're subject to penalties. In an IRA, the IRA is deemed to have blown up, if you will. The IRA becomes immediately taxable. If you're under 59.5, you're also going to get hit with a penalty. So a disqualified person includes the IRA owner and his or her fiduciary and members of the IRA owner's family, such as spouse, ancestors, lineal descendants, and any spouse of a lineal descendant. When you enter into these transactions, or clients come to you and they go, I want to put a business inside my IRA, what you want to do is you want to reach out to one of the big-time custodians. There's a number of them that specialize in IRAs holding these type of investments, and they will put you in touch with some of the leading attorneys that specialize in this area. And if the dollars are small, it's probably too expensive to do. If the dollars are large, then you're going to want to work through that. Now, a prohibited transaction is the transfer of a business to a traditional IRA for which the IRA owner operates the business, okay? So that would be one example. Purchasing real estate within a traditional IRA for which the IRA then leases back the property of the IRA owner's business. About 10 years ago, I represented a physician who had in his IRA a condominium that he and his wife went to every weekend. Can't do that. That was a prohibited transaction. Purchasing real estate within an IRA for which the IRA uses for business purposes or for personal purposes or leases it back from the IRA, that is a prohibited transaction. Borrowing money from a traditional IRA, that is a prohibited transaction. Pledging a traditional IRA as collateral on a loan, you can't do that. That is a prohibited transaction. These are the types of things that, as the person on the front line, we need to be paying attention to keep our clients out of this type of situation. Now, key penalty provisions. First of all, IRC Section 4975, there is a 15% penalty on the amount of each prohibited transaction. That is if it's a pension plan. Now, there is a 100% penalty on the amount of each prohibited transaction to the extent the prohibited transaction is not rectified within a reasonable period of time. And then finally, with an IRA, there's termination of tax-exempt status, and Roth IRA would work the same way, and immediate taxation of the entire account. Of course, with a Roth IRA, there wouldn't be immediate taxation because unless you're within the five-year period. But you can see what a disaster this is, and in this economy, you're going to have clients that want to do things with their IRA. We need to be very careful to help them out. Let's talk about self-dealing within a traditional IRA. Let me give you an example. In 2012, IRA owner purchases a commercial building within his IRA. Probably a reasonable move where the economy is, makes sense. The traditional IRA in turn leases the commercial building back to the IRA owner's business. That is a prohibited transaction. And because that's a prohibited transaction, it is going to blow up or disqualify the IRA. So the IRA ceases to be a tax-exempt entity, causing the entire IRA balance to be taxable to the IRA owner in 2012. Now, the other area that we want to be cognizant of is unrelated business taxable income, also called UBTI. Unrelated business taxable income, basically under 408E2 of the code, IRAs are subject to income tax on unrelated business taxable income that would apply to most tax-exempt charitable entities. The statutes are basically the same. There are three elements of UBTI. The income is from a, quote, trader business, the trader business is regularly carried on, and the activity is not substantially related to the tax-exempt function of the organization or the function of the IRA. So what we're talking about here, very simply, your IRA owns an LLC that has a restaurant. That would be typically unrelated business taxable income. Doesn't mean it's a prohibited transaction, but it certainly is unrelated business taxable income, and you're going to have to pay income tax at the IRA level at the corporate tax rate. Now, here's the problem. Is you earn a dollar, you pay 35 cents of tax, and later when you take the other 65 cents out, you pay tax on the entire 65 cents with no credit for the dollar you paid up at the IRA level, similar to the double taxation of C-Corp earnings prior to qualified dividend treatment. Now, there are some exceptions. Interest, dividends, annuities are not subject to UBTI unless they're derived from debt-financed income. Royalties. So if you owned a leveraged hedge fund in your IRA, to the extent of the leverage, you're going to have some UBTI. Royalties are not subject to this tax. Rents from real property, unless 50% or more of the rent is attributable to personal property. For example, a commercial building leasing office space where you provide no services to your tenants, you would have nothing to worry about. On the other hand, a hotel, you'd have everything to worry about because most of it's coming from a trader business. Now, rents from personal property leased with real property, if the rent attributable to personal property is incidental. For example, washing machines in an apartment building would be ignored. Gains on the sale of property other than inventory or property held primarily for sale in the trader business. Now let's talk about some common mistakes. UBTI within a traditional IRA is a problem. Here's an example. In January 2012, IRA owner purchases vacant land with funds in her traditional IRA. The traditional IRA in turn obtains a mortgage from a bank to finance the construction of a new commercial building. Upon completion, the commercial building is leased to several non-related tenants, so we do not have a PT here, whereby a portion of the rents received are used to pay off the mortgage. As a result, a portion of the rental income based on the ratio of debt-financed income, how much of your capital is made up of debt versus equity, is going to be considered to be taxable to the IRA in that particular year. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, thank you for joining us for prohibited transactions and unrelated business taxable income.